Khalid was even happier when Enzo offered to buy him lunch.
He wore a grey and cream jalaba over faded jeans and open sandals,
and he pulled the hood of it up over his baseball cap as they ventured out into the midday sun. It was an old man with a sun-dried face, the colour and texture of a walnut. He walked with a limp and a stick, and had a hand-rolled cigarette permanently glued between his lips at the right-hand corner of his mouth. Fish restaurants lined the road that led to the harbour, little more than prefab huts with open frontages and lines of plastic tables and chairs shaded by huge white parasols. Old Khalid ordered mixed seafood platters for them both and a jug of Pepsi-Cola. Enzo could have done with a beer or chilled white wine, but neither was an option. Prodigious amounts of fried fish, prawns, and squid arrived on two enormous platters, and Khalid began gorging himself as if he hadn't eaten for a week. For a man half Enzo's size, it seemed as if he might be capable of eating twice as much.
"I was really just a gamin when Monsieur Faure was the manager here. 18 or 19. I started out on the fishing boats when I was 12, but crushed my foot in a stupid accident when I was 17. I wasn't fit for the fishing after that. It was Monsieur Faure who took me on here, gave me a job when no one else would. He was a good man."
Enzo remembered Cohen's tale about the young prisoner in Mauthausen with the inflamed foot and wondered if Fleischer and Vau could really be the same person.
"Poor guy. Died in the earthquake, but just one of thousands, so maybe no one really grieved for him but me. I was lucky, lost no family. But everyone else was too busy grieving for parents, wives, husbands, children. It was a terrible time, monsieur. You have no idea."
He spat out some fish bones onto the plastic table cover and wiped his mouth with the back of his hand before slurping several mouthfuls of Pepsi.
"Eve lived alone, then?" "As far as any of us knew."
Khalid grinned suddenly, revealing a mouthful of gaps and yellow stumps.
"Though there was a rumour about an affair with the wife of some politician."
"Who?"
"Oh, I wouldn't know, monsieur. No one did. Maybe it was just a story. But he had a certain mystique about him, you know. A sort of swagger, self-confident, like a man who was screwing the wife of someone important."
He laughed.
"He had the style of the French. You could have believed anything about him."
"Everyone thought he was French, then?" Khalid looked at him blankly.
"Why wouldn't they, monsieur, since that is what he was?"
He opened a tin that he produced from some hidden pocket and took out a badly rolled cigarette. He lit it and sucked in a lungful of smoke.
"Come to think of it, I might just have a photograph of him somewhere at home. There was a party to celebrate someone's retirement and all the staff were there. There were a lot of pictures taken that night. I have a few of them. Or at least, I did at one time,